from KQED.
3 weeks into a hunger strike, some California prison inmates are starting to show signs of starvation. The strike started July 1st over conditions in security housing units at Pelican Bay near Crescent City and has since spread throughout the system. Now state officials are trying to decide whether to get a court order to force striking prisoners to eat. The California Report's Sarah Varney has more.
Some of the inmates who've gone weeks without food are becoming dehydrated and feeling lightheaded and dizzy, according to Nancy Kincaid. She's a spokeswoman for the court-appointed receiver overseeing California's prison health services. But Kincaid says inmates don't have to accept medical treatment.
Inmates have the right to refuse food to the point of death. Physicians will not force feed someone, and they will not go against the medical ethics. If someone chooses to not eat, then they will not force feed them.
Indeed, medical ethicists say all patients, even those in prison, have the right to refuse medical interventions, like inserting a feeding tube, as long as they're mentally competent. The courts have made some exceptions if a hunger strike is causing widespread disorder at a facility. Still, says David Magnus, a bioethicist at Stanford University, a physician can change course if a prisoner becomes incapacitated and hasn't clearly stated his wishes in a medical directive.
Then in general, if you don't know what the patient's wishes are, and you're in an emergent situation, we generally act to try and save someone's life.
Some prisoners have signed medical directives clearly stating they don't want to be treated, even if their lives are threatened, says Laura Mignani. She's one of those who's been representing the striking inmates. Mignani says she doesn't know how the men on the hunger strike are holding up, since she's not been allowed to see or talk to them since late last week. Mignani says she hopes it doesn't come down to force-feeding the inmates, and instead that the two sides can reach an agreement. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.